Our reading this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 40, and I'm starting to read at verse 25. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Phil's going to come and share with us now. Pray for Phil. Thank you for Phil, Father. Thank you for the preparation that he's done this morning. And we pray that you will speak to him and through him to us today. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon him as he speaks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sheila. Morning, everybody. So back in 2019, which seems to me like a long time ago, and another world, remember the world we used to live in? Well, back in 2019, we booked a church weekend away. It's been about 6 years, I think. Well, no, more than that. It's probably been more than that because it's before I came. So it's probably 7 or 8 years since we had our last church weekend away. So we thought it was time to book a church weekend away. But we didn't know in 2019 what was going to happen in 2020, in 2021, and what the world would look like in 2022. So last year, we were a bit unsure about whether the church weekend would go ahead. We didn't know whether Scargill would be open, whether they'd be open to having visitors again, or even if people would want to go on a weekend away. But as the date got closer, we kind of checked in with everybody here at church, and it seemed there was a decent number of people who wanted to go. So then I started talking to Phil Stone, who's the chap who runs Scargill. And I was talking with him and praying about what the theme was going to be. He was saying, you know, what do you want the theme to be for the weekend? Where do you feel you're at as a church? What do you feel God is saying? And what kind of message might be right for the church at this time? And as we both talked and prayed about this, we had a strong sense that we needed to acknowledge the challenging times that we are living through and that we have been living through. And we talked about this combination of feeling a sense of excitement about the future and things opening up again, and the idea of new opportunities, that there's a bit of excitement there, but that's also coupled and overlaid with a sense of people being very tired because of all that we've been living through and the things that are going on in the world and in our own lives. And so it's kind of this combination, really, of excitement, and it felt like springtime, kind of spiritually and in the season sense, but also that sense of tiredness. And so we wanted something that would kind of encapsulate that. We decided there's no good pretending that the last 2 years or so haven't happened, and that we haven't been affected. And the phrase that kept coming to my mind was this phrase, renewing strength. Renewing strength. And, of course, the verse from Isaiah 40, verse 31, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Those who hope in the Lord, hope on the Lord, will renew their strength. And to me, the words in that sentence are filled with life-giving hope and also real relevance to where we're at. I feel like we need the promise of these words at this time. We need to hope in the Lord. We need our strength to be renewed. Now, I don't want to dismiss our differences, because it may be that you, at this moment in your life, are feeling full of energy and feeling on top of the world and raring to go, and that's fantastic. I don't want to diminish that in any way, but I know from talking to many people, and I know from my own life, that others also feel this sense of tiredness and of being affected by what's happened. We feel a bit weary. There's a lot going on in the world. And Phil from Scargill came to speak to us here at St. Andrew's back in February, and he spoke about God lavishing his love upon us. It was from Ephesians 1. It talks about the abundance of God's love and how he lavishes it upon us. And over the weekend, he spoke on this theme of renewing strength. And I know that David Bentley, who spoke here last Sunday, he also spoke on the same passage. And at Scargill, Phil particularly spoke about how living through hard times, the thing that really spoke to me was what he said, that living through hard times can make us close up our fists and harden our hearts. That when things are difficult, we tend to do that. We tend to kind of shrink in a little bit. We sort of toughen ourselves in order to survive. So it's understandable that we do that. Hard hearts and closed fists, we kind of draw ourselves in. And of course, it is understandable that we do this. It's sometimes the only way that we can survive through kind of the challenges of life is to do that thing of kind of curling up a little bit and taking ourselves inside. But in a place of love and hope, we can start to soften our hearts and we can start to open our hands. When we feel safe, when we know that we're secure and we're loved, we can begin to open up. I know that, like so many people, my own mental and emotional health has been really affected over the last couple of years. It's taken a real hit. I remember at the start of the pandemic, lockdown one. Do you remember lockdown one? The sunny days, the sun came out, and obviously this terrible thing was happening in the world, but I was kind of filled with sort of an energy of like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna pray more, I'm going to go on my daily exercise. We had family quizzes, family Zoom quizzes, do you remember those? And Zoom was this new amazing technology where you could see people, and there was kind of this energy about it. But as time went on, and on, and on, and on, that energy and optimism that I had faded. And I'm generally quite an optimistic person, but that energy and optimism started to fade. And it's certainly affected me and my family in really significant ways. I remember a time when the only in-person ministry, the only time I was meeting anybody outside my family, was to do funerals, because they were the only type of service I could actually do where I wasn't stood in front of a camera, was to do funerals. And they were very small funerals, where there was a real awareness that there were lots of people who wanted to be there who couldn't be there, and where I couldn't even shake the hand or put my arm around the people who were mourning. In fact, I couldn't even meet them before the funeral. I had to have a Zoom call to talk about their loved one who died. And it was just a really difficult time. And that's nothing compared to some of the things that people have lived through, is it? You know, and so lots of people have suffered, and there's been lots of loss. Sheila was sharing on Wednesday at Plus Group that not only have we lived through the pandemic, but just as things started to feel like they were getting better and easing, then Russia invaded Ukraine, and suddenly we've got this huge world event happening all around us. And because of the news today, the way we absorb news, we've got all these images and all this information coming at us all the time. It's the downside, isn't it, of living in the information age, is that we have too much information and we don't know what to do with it. And I suppose in all of this, the word that comes to mind for me is overwhelming. It feels overwhelming, doesn't it? I think that word encapsulates so much. So how do we respond? How do we respond to feeling overwhelmed or being overwhelmed? How do we respond to pain and confusion and loss? What does God say to us in the time and place that we're living through and that we find ourselves in? How do we live with love, compassion, and grace in this unusual time in history where we find ourselves? Here's Simeon. When Phil was speaking about having closed fists, he talked about Simeon. Simeon had been praying and praying and waiting for years and years for the Messiah. He knew about this promise of the Messiah. And then in this moment, he opens his hands and he takes into his hands the Messiah, Jesus. And at that moment, Jesus is just a tiny, fragile baby. Like, what hope can there be in this fragile life that can't survive without constant attention? But for Simeon, he knows that in this baby comes all this promise and all this future and all this opening up and softening of hearts. Perhaps he did close his fists in his impatience over the years when he was waiting, but in this moment he opened his hands. So what do we do about our hard hearts and our closed fists? Well, I think we need to respond with compassion and not judgment. Maybe it's time to soften your heart and open your hands. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Or as the NIV version, which we read this morning, those who hope on the Lord will renew their strength. Because the translation of the word here means to wait with hope. So you either need the word wait or you need the word hope. But to wait with hope, that's the meaning. It's not a passive kind of waiting. It's a bit like in Advent. We wait with expectation. We wait with hope. So those who wait in hope with open hands and soft hearts, they will renew their strength. So this is going to be our theme throughout May and June, renewing strength. We feel that this is a season for us to be renewed, to be refilled, and to receive from God. So just let's take a couple of moments to put this passage into context. Isaiah can be split up into two sections. Chapters 1 to 39 carry a message of judgment. Judgment for sin, judgment for wrongdoing. Often the role of a prophet, which Isaiah was, is to point out where God's people have gone off track and to tell them to get back on track, essentially. That's what a prophet does. It's not necessarily about predicting the future. It's about saying, look, this is where you're going wrong. And if you don't get back on track, if you don't sort things out, then things are going to go even more wrong. That's the warning of the prophet. But the second part is a real change of tone. Chapters 40 onwards are words of comfort. They talk about how Israel, God's people, will be released from their captivity and their suffering will come to an end. Isaiah speaks about this coming Messiah, a redeemer, and he talks about the coming kingdom. And for us as Christians, as we read back into Isaiah, we hear these themes and we can see Jesus, particularly in the second part of Isaiah, we can see Jesus popping up. Chapter 40 begins with the words, "Comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to them. Their sin has been paid for." And we just think, Jesus, don't we, Easter? Their sin has been paid for. It's a message of comfort, forgiveness, and hope. And then we get to the words in this morning's passage. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary. And his understanding, no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The message here is that while we get tired and weary, while we have limited strength and energy, limited energy and limited capacity, we do need to rest. We do need to take time out. We can't do everything. That's not how God's made us. The rhythm of rest and activity is central to how God made us. In fact, Daphne will be speaking on that next week, this rhythm of resting and then working from rest. But God is not limited. God does not grow weary. God does not faint. God does not give up. And God is who we look to when we are in need. We lift our eyes to God, for that is where our help comes from. The invitation is to hope in the Lord, not in our own strength, but in the Lord's strength. The invitation is to open our hands to receive from the Lord, to soften our hearts, to be honest about our pain, our doubt, and our vulnerability. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Lord, we thank you for this message of hope. We thank you that you speak into our weariness and our limits with your unlimited love. And Lord, for those of us who may have hardened our hearts and closed up our fists, would you help us in the safety and security of knowing that we're loved and forgiven? Would you help us to start softening our hearts and opening our hands to receive from you? We pray that in the coming weeks and months that we will receive your power, your spirit, your love, your comfort in our pain. Lord, that those of us who are feeling tired will receive renewed strength. And Lord, we pray for those in our community that we might describe as weak or suffering. And we thank you, Lord, that you increase the power of the weak, that you give strength to the weary. And we pray that you would pour that out, not just inside the church, but inside our community, the places where we live and work, in our families, that you'd pour out your spirit and that you would renew our strength. Amen.